You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I'm joined now by Dave from Oro Festival, which is a brand new summer festival happening out at Woodhill Forest, or Te Nahiru o Woodhill, on the 8th of April. So this is coming up very soon. So he's going to share some songs with us. But first, welcome to the studio, Dave.
Hello.
How are you going this morning?
Yeah, good. Yeah, it's been a busy time now.
Yeah, I can imagine.
3 weeks to go.
Yeah. Actually, before we get into the songs, just like, how did this festival actually come to be? Like, how long has it been sort of being worked on and stuff?
Well, I actually took a break from promoting a couple of years ago, and about beginning of last year, mm-hmm. I decided, I wanted to do something, but I wanted to do something different, something a bit fresh.
Yeah.
And at the same time, a friend of mine had been doing some work with the iwi, Ngāti Whātua Kaipara, and they were saying how great it would be to have an event on their land.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, when I was reading about it, I was like, that's really cool that's sort of worked out to be able to work with them to put it on, yeah.
Yeah, so they 4 years ago, they got the land.
Yeah.
And they've been wanting to do sort of more and more things on there, and I think this is one of the events to sort of say that to people, to get it out there, that you know, there's going to be other great things happening in the forest, and there are actually some good things happening now. So basically, it started about a year ago of a lot of planning, you know, a lot of talks with the iwi about what kind of event, you know, we would run, what kind of people we, you know, wanted to attract. And so it went from there, and of course, you know, there's all the great Resource Management Act, which we have to get our head around.
Yeah.
And had to make sure that we could do that, so a lot of work went into that as well. And basically, then we were, you know, choosing the lineup, and we sort of wanted to go for an age group that was a little bit older than what most of the festivals cater for, you know, like, you know, there's young people that go to Rhythm and Vines and that kind of thing, and new ones like Baywatch. And so also, you know, we wanted to attract a bit of an older crowd, so, you know, that's hence how we came with a lineup like Underworld and Jerry the Damager, etc., you know. So we just programmed for what we thought would be a great day, you know.
Awesome.
And the sun and at night.
And so I'm assuming, but it doesn't have to be the case, that the songs you brought on this morning are from some of these artists playing, or?
Yes.
Yeah, yep, cool.
Just brought a selection.
And so what's the first one you brought in?
So it's Jeru the Damager.
Yep.
And You're Playing Yourself, which has always been one of my favourite hip-hop tracks of all time. It's the guy's got something to say.
Yeah,
he's a real intellectual. And I was, you know, and that's one of the things when I came back, you know, promoting, I actually wanted to do something I really believed in.
Yeah.
And, you know, I couldn't do something like a Little Yachty or a Young Thug who, you know, I think that would just depress me.
Okay.
And I just decided, well, how about Jerry's never been? And he, you know, a great lyricist.
Totally. Oh, so what's the track you've chosen?
So it's You're Playing Yourself.
That's cool. Okay, go for it.
You a pimp? A hustler?
No, I'm not.
Are you a man? And can you stand alone like a man has to sometimes?
Yes, I can.
Are you willing to go out there and save the lives of our children, even if it means losing your own life?
Yes, I am.
I believe you, J-Ru. You ready?
You've nothing to worry about.
Now, I don't push your legs. Others had their turn to flex. J-Ru is up next. All these so-called players up in the rap game got brothers on the corner selling cook cocaine. It used to be LaToya and Jim Hats, but now it's Uzi's Max and G-Packs of cracks. Everybody's psycho or some type of good fellow, but me, I keep it real, that's all swan like Jello. Don't drink Cristal and I can't stand Mo. Never receive currency for moving a kilo or an ounce, make them bounce to this fake pimp free flow. I never knew hustlers confessed in stereo or on video get caught, you know who turns states. Evidence, murder, weapon, confession and fingerprints. Mama always said watch what comes out your mouth. Tight case for the DA from here to down south. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding like King Solomon's wealth. You're a player but only because you be playing yourself. With all that big willy talk hot, you're playing yourself. With all that big gun talk, you're playing yourself. With all that rah rah rah, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. With all that rah rah rah, you're playing yourself.
playing yourself with all that big gun talk, bop ya. Playing yourself with all that big willy talk, hop ya. Playing yourself, ya. Playing yourself, ya. Playing yourself. Now these ladies is looking pretty from city to city. I refined a few I met around the country. The nitty gritty is all reality, no question. Actual fact, like tight jeans cause yeast infections. And sisters with good minds get no respect when the ass is all hanging out playing the bar section of the club. Shake what your mama gave you. Back to the lab, I drop the truth, cause rhyming is more than just my craft. For a way to get ass or bash, cast or blasted. Black women, make sure you're respected. When niggas is kicking that old off the wall shit, let them know from jump dead it, you're not ignorant. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding is the key to wealth. Put some clothes on that ass if you respect yourself. With those hooker type wears, hun, you're playing yourself. With those skin tight jeans, baby, you're playing yourself. Everything all exposed, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself, you're playing yourself. Everything all exposed, you're playing yourself. With those skin tight jeans, baby, you're playing yourself. With those hooker type wears, hun, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself, you're playing yourself. Now, I don't bust a tech, bubble drugs in the projects, or use mics to sell sex. Niggas nowadays is all about this. So much yin yang, it's ridiculous. If you got so much cheese, where are the black distributors? And these record companies shake them down like mobsters. But imposters, like commercial locks are not rosters. Always faking moves, never making moves. Ass to shake, bottles pop, the government is breaking down, you fools. You work all week and give the devil back his loot for jewels. And the steak on your plate is filled with chemicals. Still, brothers the brothers all battered and bruised on the streets. Won't see snakes on my feet. The race is on, but I won't compete in this competition because I have a greater mission. I hope that you listen. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding brings long life and health. Think anything else and you're playing yourself. So all that big willy talk, hop, you're playing yourself. And all those skin tight jeans, hun, you're playing yourself. And all that rah rah rah, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. Playing yourself. And all those hooker type wears, baby, you're playing yourself. And all that big gun talk, money.
Jared the Gemminger there with You're Playing Yourself, one of the international artists playing at Aura Festival in 3 weeks' time now, Saturday the 8th of April. We were just discussing the, I guess, sort of geographical side of things, how the stages are going to fit in amongst the trees. Dave was saying that they've basically got a natural amphitheatre out there.
Yeah, so basically it's a clearing. That was already existing, so it was nice. We didn't have to chop any trees down, etc.
Yeah.
And it's just surrounded by tall trees the whole way around, and it's just a nice natural slope, so you get good, you know, viewing points from wherever you are.
Cool.
On the sort of on the field. And a good thing also is underneath the grass is it's basically a sand base.
Oh,
so
sweet.
The drainage is incredible.
Yeah.
So you won't be getting any kind of Glastonbury mud. or you know, the
it was floor mud this year.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah. I saw that. It was incredible, though.
Looked fun, but
people had fun. Yeah, but yeah, no. Because I mean, we were out there when those recent floods were occurring, doing some site work, and didn't even have to have the gumboots on. So,
oh, good to
that
know.
Was a
yeah,
nice surprise. Yeah,
cool. And so, are all the artists going to be playing on that stage? Is it just a single stage thing?
Yeah, we're going to start this just one stage.
Cool.
One big stage. You know, just like pretty mint production. You know, Underworld, what they've asked for lighting-wise and sound-wise is just incredible.
Cool.
So, yeah, we just put all of everything into one stage.
Sweet. And what's the next artist that you've got lined up for us?
So I thought we'd play the big tune of Underworld's Born Slippy.
Awesome.
Which, of course, you know, is pretty topical, because Trainspotting 2 just
re-release. Yeah. Cool. Let's hear it.
Dog boy, dog boy, do you know me, angel? Seedlings, upcycling, fashion, food and bugs, drums, fishy friends, bees, bike-powered smoothies, plus the team from Sticky TV. There's only one fantastic family event that this could be, this year's Ion Nature Environmental Expo. Enjoy a day of hands-on learning, fun, creativity and more, encouraging kids to love sustainable solutions at home and at school. Ion Nature 2017 at the Auckland Botanic Gardens, 11 till 8, Saturday, April 1st. Thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust and a whole waka load of partners, supporters and friends of nature.
University isn't all about instant noodles and dubious personal hygiene. It could also be the launchpad for your next big idea. Velocity is the University of Auckland's entrepreneurial development program, and they're looking for innovators and independent thinkers, both students and working professionals.
If you've got a passion for innovation, a creative and curious mind, or great idea for the future, come to the 2017 Velocity Launch. Hear what it's all about, meet new people, and enjoy something to eat and drink.
Wednesday, 22nd of March from 6 p.m. in the ONG Glen building. Check out velocity.auckland.ac.nz.
Hey, wake up. I think I hear noises.
Oh, it's probably just the cats. They have soccer in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Our cats are dead.
Morning, you lovebirds.
Hannah!
It's great to see you guys. I think you might like some smashed Avon toast.
Aww. Hannah, honestly, you're too much. Mm. How'd you get in this time?
How about a heaping bowl of guacamole? Yeah, come on.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Mornings.
Weekday mornings from 7, wake up and smell the bee with your kindly friend Hannah. BFM Breakfast is the parsley sprig on your scrambled morning, the snap, crackle and pop Rice Krispies in your plain old bowl of life. BFM Breakfast, weekdays from 7 till 10, proudly brought to you by Orcon, the meanest ISP with broadband and fibre and all that other internet stuff at orcon.net.nz. My morning mixtape.
Yes, we are currently listening to a morning mixtape from Dave from Oro Festival. Before the break, we had a track by Underworld, who are headlining. I think you said that they were probably going on sometime around sunset.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Exactly. At sunset, so yeah, we can take full advantage of the incredible lighting rig and the specs that they've asked for. It's going to be it's more lighting than I've ever had at a show before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even an outdoor one too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what's the third track you've got for us this morning?
So this is a track by Orbital, and Phil Hartnell is DJing at Oro Festival, and so he's one of the duo from Orbital. And this is Chime, and this is one of the hugest tracks back when the dance scene started, really.
Yeah,
and
cool.
That's why I want him on the bill as well. Yeah, he's a special place in dance music history.
Sweet, let's hear it. We going?
Is it going?
Oh, there we go. One of our tracks appears. Oh no, it's going again. Slight technical problems. Oh, let's hear the rest of it. Time there by Oro, playing at Oro Festival, of course.
Time for Orbital.
Orbital, sorry, I was going to say, just as I said that, I was like, that just wouldn't make sense for it to be the same name. I've definitely written down the wrong thing. Time by Orbital, sorry. Selected by Dave from Oro Festival, which is, as we mentioned many times, out at Whipple Forest, which is super cool. But one thing we wanted to discuss is, how do people get out there? People that have bought tickets to the festival.
So basically every ticket, you get a bus pass, and you've got two options where you can use the park and ride facility at the QMU showground, so you can park your car in there for free and then pick up a bus from there, and they go from 9:30 in the morning on to about 3 p.m.
Sweet.
And when there's demand, they'll bring you back. And there's also one bus that leaves Auckland Central on Key Street near Britomart. That also leaves at 9:30 every half hour till 3, and also will return you when there's demand, when you want to go.
Cool. So people honestly don't really have to worry about it. It's just kind of,
yeah, we try
bus
to
take them out there and take them home. Yeah,
basically. There is a few, I mean, first in, first served, there's a few parks. You can pick one of the ticket options that has that, but there's not many.
Why would you really want to drive, though? You know,
I know. Why? no stress.
Don't use the petrol.
Yeah.
Cool. And how about tickets? Where can people head along to?
Ticketmaster, so ticketmaster.co.nz.
Sweet.
And then also we've got all the information about the event at oralfestival.co.nz.
Cool. So if you missed some things, we didn't get time to play tracks by all of the artists, so you can always check out the full lineup there and listen to some yourself. We've got one more left this morning. Which one are you going to play?
So this is my favourite Underworld track, Rez, which is another dance banger back in the 90s.
Cool. So if you like the idea of dancing along to this one out at Woodhall Forest on Saturday the 8th of April, head on to Ticketmaster, get some tickets to Oro Festival.
FM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.